Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Jane.
And this is Jeff Jane. Welcome to another edition of Snack Training for Families.
Today, we're going to talk about what to pack when your loved one's going to treatment.
All treatment centers have guidelines for what to bring to treatment and what not to bring. Treatment centers want your loved one to feel comfortable and well prepared when they arrive. It's also important to know what not to bring, and these items are excluded for therapeutic reasons or for safety.
One treatment center was kind enough to give us their list, so we're going to share with you some of these things just so you have a basic idea. First of all, and this is true of almost all treatment centers, only bring 7 days worth of clothes. First of all, there's not enough storage for more. Second of all, they do have washers and dryers, so that's not a problem. Also, of course, insurance card, driver's license, or state ID. It's also really handy to have some kind of book bag to carry around the books and the notebooks that you have while you're in treatment. Bring a swimsuit. Most treatment centers have pools. We want alcoholics and addicts to get some good exercise. It's good for the body and the brain as well as to learn how to have fun while in treatment. Also bring layers, light jackets, sweaters, hoodies. Pay attention to what the climate is for the treatment center. But also if it's really warm, remember there's air conditioning, it's cold inside. And the right kind of shoes, whether it's flip-flops, comfortable shoes, snow boots, whatever you need. Gym clothes, of course, they may be doing yoga, doing some light workouts. Again, good for the body, good for the brain. Toiletries have to be alcohol-free. Check your labels and don't forget, perfume has alcohol in it. Deodorant, solid deodorants, and they need to be unopened. We don't want anyone smuggling drugs through their deodorant. Stationery, paper, envelopes, stamps, so they can write home, really great. Ask the treatment center, do they need a prepaid gift card or how do they want to handle it so that they do have some ability to buy toiletries, prescriptions, or other needed things while they're in treatment. Of course, really practical things like maybe a small travel umbrella, some sunscreen. If they like two pillows, bring an extra pillow. Bring an extra blanket if they tend to be cold. And what not to bring. First of all, don't bring over-the-counter medications to treatment. Expensive jewelry or other items have no place in a treatment center. They can get lost. We don't want to tempt anybody. Just leave those at home where they're safe. And of course, no electronics. Don't bring any electronics to treatment. Personal reading materials like a novel or magazine, leave those at home as well. The treatment center wants your loved one focused on reading about recovery and getting better. And then again, just to reiterate, no excessive clothing. Less is better than more. And if there's a particular item your loved one finds that they need, you can always send it to them later in the mail. So make sure to check with your particular treatment center, but this gives you an idea how to think about packing for treatment.
So that's all for today.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Bye-bye.